This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, joining me online is Liz Carr, executive producer of Pulse Geelong TV. And I wanted to speak to her about this Commit to Community TV campaign and the recent announcement made by Malcolm Turnbull, Minister for Communications. So, Liz, good morning. Welcome to the program. What was the announcement?
Well, that by the end of 2015, community television will be phased out and they would push it towards the internet. So, but I don't think that'll happen.
Right. And why don't you think that will happen?
Well, I think that if we make enough noise, that enough people get behind the campaign to commit to community television, that they'll have to listen to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know how many people are involved at the moment?
Oh, there's thousands of people involved, actually. Thousands of people are involved in community television and what it produces and get behind it. And, you know, I was talking to John Fain the other day. He was talking to Richard McLennan, and as you know, he supports it. He said his view is it's just a very mean decision to make.
And the reason why they've made the decision is so that the government can make money by selling off that license on the spectrum. Is that right?
Yes, and it's a bit greedy, isn't it, really?
Well, is there much money to be made from selling off a license?
I don't know the exact figures, but I hear that it is a considerable amount, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of thought that TV might be a dying medium, as in commercial TV. If we look at our commercial TV networks in Australia, they're sort of struggling a bit at the moment, aren't they?
They are. Look, I think community television just offers you something completely different, and it offers the ordinary public a chance to, you know, give a voice and be heard and show their side of what's happening. So, and without that, it's just never going to happen. And look, if it goes to internet, my view is that will be the end of it.
So why do you think that internet is going to be so difficult? Is it easy to broadcast on the internet?
Well, it's easy to broadcast on the internet, but would you get on the internet to watch a show?
I wouldn't watch it live, no.
No, no. And you're no different to anybody else. So,
no
I think, well, you know, people get on and watch YouTube, that'll still happen, and they may watch things that Channel 31 do via the internet, but, you know, in my opinion, I don't think that it would work as well.
And I think the important thing, which Richard McLellan did say when he was on the program, was that Channel 31 is self-sustaining, so it's not actually asking for government funding, it's just asking for a position on the spectrum to broadcast.
I just want to stay there. I don't think the government give them much at all. I think it's only about $20,000 a year or something. Like, it's just ridiculous, the amount of small funding so it's not... It's not about that at all, no. It's just about the government being greedy and wanting to sell it off.
Yeah, I mean, he was saying that it's pretty much self-sustained because they've got a range of sponsors there for Channel 31, which you do see, because I do watch it occasionally to see what's on, and there's some interesting programming.
I think they have some better programs than commercial TV at the moment.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there's some very questionable programs.
It's Pulse Geelong.
Yes, well, I was going to talk about that in a second, but there are some questionable programs on commercial TV, and I did see recently that the commercial stations were wanting to increase the amount of ads they could show in an hour up to 20 minutes, so essentially 1 minute out of every three that you're watching is going to be ads, which I think would just drive people insane, wouldn't it?
It's just rubbish, isn't it? Absolute rubbish.
Yes, I think that's a fair...
I really think that people should get on the website and try and commit to community TV. I mean, even Rove McManus, if you look at his Facebook page, he's doing a lot himself. He started on community television, and he's all over it. He's campaigning for it, so he's a great advocate of community television himself. But I think, you know, our local pollies, you know, get on to Sarah Henderson, you know, Andrew Kados, anyone you can think of, and Richard Mulls, and talk to them about it.
I'd suggest, target the federal ones, but I suppose the state ones can also offer a voice as well. But, I remember Rove McManus, he was on Channel 31 in the late 1990s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got his start on Channel 31. So Channel 31 initially was, RMIT's training ground, and I'm not quite sure of Rove's status there with Channel 31, but or where he, if he started RMIT. But I know, look, it provides training for lots and lots of media students and even ourselves. Like, we're putting through media students through Diversitat, and it's a training ground Pulse Geelong for them to get something industry-based and on TV. So, you know, the government's really taking that opportunity away from our youth. Mm. to take part in projects like that.
And that's the whole point. I mean, a lot of the big names that are in TV today got their start in community TV, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, they're just taking away more opportunity for youth, and, yeah, it's a bit mean. It is
yes.
a bit mean.
No, I'd agree with that. So if people think that your side of the argument is valid, how do they get on and support this Commit to Community TV campaign?
Right, well, I know if they get on the Channel 31 website, they've got links to Commit to Community TV, and I'm pretty sure we've got it on our website too, on Pulse FM, so 947 The Pulse FM, and you can get on there and commit to it.
And I'll put up a link as well on that mitchellsfrontpage.com, but I believe I think the website is i.committocommunitytv.org.au, and what people can do there is that right, they sign a petition.
They sign a petition, and I think they can also send a letter. Yeah, I'd have to get on and have another look.
Yeah, they send a letter to a local representative, and I think they can probably even click share and let all their Facebook friends and all that know that they're supporting the campaign.
Yep, absolutely, yep, and get that social media happening. When you see it come up, support it.
Yes. Now, you run a very high-quality program that goes to air. It's called Pulse Geelong, isn't it? It's on Channel 31.
We're on 6 o'clock Tuesday night for 30 minutes every week, and it's a magazine-style show about Geelong and the area surrounding Geelong, Ballarine, Surf Coast, and down to Queenscliff. And so we have about 6 segments in each show that highlight things that are happening around this area.
And people, I guess, get to see a side of Geelong that they may not always see.
That's right. It's been wonderful. We're in our 4th season now. Channel 31 love the content. Everyone around Geelong's embracing it. It's fantastic. You know, everywhere we go, we're being surrounded by people that want to get in front of the camera. It's great for our youth to be able to train in Geelong and take part in the Diversitat course, the media course that's offered. And, you know, that if anybody's listening and they want their kids to get into media, or, you know, you want to get into it yourself, come in and see Diversitat and get into that course, because it's pretty much the only industry-based course that's offered in this area. I think the only other course that's offered similar is at RMIT in Melbourne. So it's pretty special to have it down here. And they come out with me film. You know, I've got kids in the editing room editing and researching for stories. And, yeah, they do a bit of everything. So.
And what's on Pulse? So I was just going to say, what's on Pulse TV tonight?
Oh, you got me there, Mitch. I do believe, look, one story I know that's on tonight that local people might be interested in seeing is Jump Rope for Heart. Newtown Primary kids are doing this program where they do this skipping thing, and it's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. One boy was actually doing it on a unicycle, jumping rope.
How does that work?
Well, he just gets on his unicycle and two people skip on, wind the rope on either side of him. He jumps over the rope. It's like insane. And there was another girl that was doing push-ups and skipping to over the rope. Very, very clever kids at Newtown Primary. So watch that. You'll see that. Look, I can't tell you what else is on. It all moves so quickly up there. But, yeah, 6 o'clock tonight on Channel 31 or Digital 44 if you want to watch it.
Mm. And I suppose you're doing all the episodes weeks in advance, so by the time it goes to air, it's sort of old news for you guys.
It's about what's on. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean...
talking to the mother of one of those Newtown Primary school kids. That's why I know. I'm pretty sure it's on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard work enough putting together a radio program, but TV just adds a whole new level of work, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's about coordinating camera crew, editors, the researchers, locations, travel, all that. So, Yeah, and we were down at Lawn also for Amy's Grand Final on the weekend, and John Mirror was filming around there, and we did lots of interviews with participants and organisers, so we'll be getting that into the editing room this week, and that'll go to air in the next week or two.
Okay.
So all our editors are students and past students, and they do a fantastic job.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the phone to speak to us, Liz, and we wish you all the best with that program and also the Commit to Community TV campaign.
My pleasure, Mitch, but I'd just like to say quickly, if anybody's got any stories around this area that they'd like filmed, or, you know, if you've got any ideas, ring us at the poll for 5225947. Or if you want to take part in the DiversiChat media course, get in touch with DiversiChat, and it's a fun thing to do. So.
Yes, two good opportunities there, and you might end up on TV.
That's it.
Cool. Thank you so much, Liz.
No worries. Thanks, Mitch.
Liz Carr there, executive producer of Pulse Geelong Television. It was called Pulse TV, then they changed it to Pulse Geelong TV so that people in Melbourne looking at the program guide had some idea of what was going to be on the program. But there's no end of very interesting stories that they have there. They get to speak to some very colourful characters, so make sure you check it out from 6 o'clock tonight, which is on digital channel 44, because of course analogue TV doesn't work anymore, so you're not going to find it on channel 31 anymore, but that's still the name.